Roland
Martin. You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
Last night, Roland Martin from 7 to 1 was on TV One. Then from 1 until
right now,
seconds ago, he's been on CNN and been giving them hell. He's been giving
him hell. Oh, my God.
Roland, go up in there, Martin.
Hey, I told him, you put me on the graveyard shift, oh, it's going to be on. Had to, Tom. And these folks were losing their mind. I love how all of a sudden it's, oh, the president, he needs to reach out. And then this is the new one I'm loving right now. Well, he didn't get a mandate. Hell no, a win is a win. When you win, that's the mandate. The mandate is you won, y'all lost. I mean, they kill me with this Washington, D.C. stuff. What is a mandate? And not only that, when you look at the exit polling data, Tom, among Catholics, the president wins 50-48. Among women, plus 11. Among young folks, he won those numbers as well. They put together one of the most amazing coalitions where it was lots of micro-targeting. And when you say they won Nevada, Colorado, New Mexico, Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania. They won every, New Hampshire. They won every battleground state except North Carolina and Indiana, which were the two Republican states the president flipped in 2008. Florida is outstanding, but based upon what we see right now, they'll be finished counting votes in Miami-Dade by noon today. That's a Democratic stronghold. He likely is going to win Florida as well. Bottom line is, he beat the dog crap out of Mitt Romney. I mean, the Republicans this morning are in shock. Newt Gingrich on CNN right now saying, predict Romney's going to get 300-plus Electoral College votes. Psych.
From where?
Yeah. So and let me tell you something. We need to congratulate black people. Yeah. Let me say this again. Black people nearly matched the turnout in 2008. And you know why, Tom? And this is very serious. The Republican Party ticked off black people and others with these voter suppression tactics. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of black folks who were saying, well, I'm not quite sure, not, you know, in terms of they really want to get out. But when they said, y'all can't vote, show an ID, your grandmama got to show an ID, black folks went into overdrive. And even after the president was declared the winner last night, folks were still in line in Florida. We got to give black folks props.
Yeah, and they cut the time down from 14 days to
They
eight
tried
days.
Everything.
They
tried no everything, Sunday, right. cut the no time, Sunday, ID. They
you
were telling
vote
people
on a day that ends in Y. Yeah. They tried it.
They tried everything.
Everything.
Ends in Y.
Now let's look at some what also happened. Congressman Alan West defeated.
Gone.
One of only two black Republicans in Congress gone. Mia Love, who was trying to become the third black Republican in Congress, she lost by 3,000 votes in Utah. But Stephen Horsford, he becomes the first African-American to represent Nevada in Congress. He is the Nevada Senate Majority Leader. He won his particular race, beating Jerry Tarkanian's son there as well. And so you saw, again, some significant races all across the country. Congrats to those folks who won. And I'll tell you, let me say it right now. We're going to discuss it on Washington Watch on Sunday. I believe the president should go big. Go bold. Mm. I believe he can be even more aggressive than he has been the last 4 years. Because when it comes to the fiscal cliff, when it comes to immigration, and I can also tell you right now, I talked to civil rights leaders who say they're also going to put forth an aggressive agenda as it relates to African Americans. I believe the president he is unencumbered now. He can go big. He can go bold. And when you talk about, they say, well, a second term president, he really can't do much. I disagree. And I got to say this here to black folks who are listening and anybody else who voted for the president. The election is over. That was the end of one process. It is the beginning of another. Black folks, do not listen to us right here and complain about what the Tea Party has done or what they did. We must mobilize and organize and operate as the movement to ensure that what we voted for takes place. That means that if we were moving people to vote, we've got to move them to write, to email, to mobilize, to ensure the initiatives are passed. Republicans already, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell sent out a nasty press release last night Speaker John Boehner was a lot more conciliatory in saying he could work with the president. But we've got to ensure that we are in the game and we're not sitting on the sidelines watching the Tea Party and anybody else mobilize their people to stop certain things. And so understand, celebrate the win if you voted for the president, but there's another job we have to do, and that begins today, Tom.
All right, Roland.
Go to work.
I'm going back to CNN to give some more folks some hell for another hour and a half.
Go ahead, Roland.
He didn't say dog crap on CNN, did he?
Yeah, he did.
He said dog crap on CNN?
Yeah, he did.
Well, you know, yeah.
On CNN?
Yeah.
Better than whoop that trick.
Yeah. You're right.